Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a program designed to change the face of teaching in South Dakota, and its goal is to help students succeed. USD's School of Education's Culturally Responsive Teacher Pathway is a partnership with the Sioux Falls School District. It aims to promote teacher diversity and cultural responsiveness in the district. Dr. Donald Easton Brooks is the School of Education Dean at USD, and he joins us in our studios in Vermilion. Dr. Easton Brooks, welcome back to the program.
Yes, thanks for having me again.
Tell me about this program and high school students coming down to Vermilion to sort of be welcomed and learn about next stages in education.
Sure. And so what we're really trying to do, as you mentioned, we're really trying to think about how do we help our school district match the population that we're starting to have in Sioux Falls and actually across the state as well. And so as part of this, we really want to really partner with the school district in thinking about how do we work on culture responsive teaching as a whole together, and how do we work on both bringing in more diverse teachers that can really meet the needs of some of our diverse students, and at the same time, how do we educate teachers, all teachers, to be more responsive to students as they bring in different cultures and we see the rapid cultures changing. The reason we wanted to bring students to campus is because we want students to really feel like college is a part of their life, that college is something that they can do. We don't want them to think about college as something being distant from to them, but that college is attainable, it's something that can happen, and we want to get them familiar with college life. So that was a big reason for bringing them onto campus.
When we talk about a diversified workforce in education, it seems like that's a no-brainer, right?
Right.
Don't we all want that?
Right.
What is it a sign of that so many teachers or so many school districts sort of lack that diversity?
Exactly.
Not just in South Dakota, but across the country.
Absolutely. So what has happened is that, as you mentioned, we all want diversity. So you have other fields like the health community, business community, all are trying to diversify their professional workforce as well. And so fields like education, where we used to see a lot of people of color going into, are now starting to look at other fields as possibilities. So that's one of the things that we're starting to see change. And also another thing that's happening as well is that in education, we kind of have to fight this negative narrative that we have about being a teacher and what being a teacher is about, and really start to help people understand how that health profession is really valuable to society as a whole. We need quality teachers. We need teachers that are able to relate and connect with students of all ethnicities, of all backgrounds. And so we really have to start doing a better job of talking about teaching as a quality profession that really helps move our society forward, and really kind of work with other fields to understand how do we connect more with what education is about, and how do we get more people of color to engage in education in a way. What I'm thinking about not just in teaching, but as counselors, as leaders, and
right.
as different types of areas in education. How do we help them to think about education as a viable field to go into?
And once they're in that field, how do we, are there challenges with retention?
Absolutely.
And with, you know, encouraging people of color, teachers
Absolutely.
Of color, to move on to administration roles?
Right. And I think, you know, I think one of the challenges we have with retention is that oftentimes some of the challenges we find in our communities of color, we find professionals going into teaching because they want to kind of help from a civic framework these students make better choices in their life and have a better life. So as teachers of color go into teaching, they kind of have this framework of thinking about how do I help provide students of color or students that are disadvantaged a better chance at life. What tends to happen is that there sometimes become this contrast between really working with students on an individual level or on a cultural level and what standards are being taught to kids, and sometimes the standards trump what's being taught in the classroom. So what happens is that teachers get frustrated, and they tend to leave the profession because they're not able to come into the profession and do what they want in the profession at the level they feel like it should happen. And what happens oftentimes is that schools can have a disconnect with their communities of color, and now what's happening is that having a disconnect with professionals of color. And so one of the things that we really worked a lot with Sioux Falls School District is thinking about on the leadership level, you know, what does it take to have a culture responsive school on a leadership level? How do we transition into a more culturally receptive school And so with that, really talking to leaders about what it takes to be able to engage once you have more professionals of color, how to engage with parents, how to engage with families, and how to engage with students. So I think that's one of the pieces when we think about diversifying the teacher workforce that we kind of miss out on. So in the state of South Dakota, hopefully we can create a model that other states can pull from and say, okay, this is how we do this work.
I was doing some reading on this topic last night and kind of, you know, fell down the internet rabbit hole a little bit. And so many statistics and research and people having conversations about what it means to children of color to have teachers in their school that reflect, you know, their own culture or who they are or even what they look like, how they do their hair.
Right.
But then there were also some really ardent voices saying it is equally important for white children or wealthy white children to look around their school and see a diverse teaching, you know, organization. Why? Just lay that out a little bit, you know, from a statistics point.
Sure.
What do we know about why this is important?
Absolutely. And so here's, you know, and I think you're absolutely right. The things you're finding are correct. So some of the research that I've found, that I've been doing sort of over the last probably decade, has really looked at if students of color have a teacher of color, how would that impact their academic outcomes, their growth and test scores? And I found that they have an impact, even if children have at least one teacher between kindergarten and fifth grade. And what happens there is that there's some connection that this feeling of not feeling alone, or not feeling isolated. And we think about kids coming into a classroom or coming into a school and not being able to see others like them. It can feel isolating and not feel like there are people there that you can connect with, even on an indirect level. So that's something that can happen. If you go into, I don't know, a place where everybody's speaking a different language except you, it can feel uncomfortable because you don't quite know how you fit in that environment. So take a kid that doesn't have the ability to kind of navigate through that. It just continues to make them feel, have this social stress or this mental stress that causes them to feel inadequate or feel like they're not part of a culture. So that's one of the challenging things that happens. Some of the latest research is finding that when you do have diverse teachers in the classroom, white kids are feeling as empowered to do better in school. And a lot of that has to do with the way they feel teachers are interacting with them and how they're engaging with them. And that's part of the paradigm we kind of have to change. You know, historically, in our society, we've always pictured teaching and education as a white female teacher who was nurturing our kids in the classroom. There's not necessarily anything wrong with that view, but we have to kind of take it a step further and understand that nurturing can happen in different ways. And I think kids are starting to respond to that and starting to see that and starting to get that. I'm actually working on a book right now that really talks about what do we know from teachers of color that really help students of color to feel successful in schools. And in this work, I asked students of color and former students of color, what do you think about teachers of color and white teachers and their ability to connect with you, the ability to make you feel that you are adequate in the classroom? And what I found is that students of color felt that teachers of color did that. 90% of those that I interviewed felt that teachers of color did that for them. 65% felt that white teachers did that for them. However, what I found very interesting is that those white teachers who were in schools when at least 30% of the teaching population were of color, those students of color felt that those teachers were just as impactful in connecting with them and connecting them to the curriculum and felt that those teachers were successful in helping them be successful. So I thought that's pretty interesting that being in a diverse community really does help those white teachers also understand how to connect and engage with students of color as well.
When is that book going to come out? It sounds fascinating.
Hopefully in the fall.
All right.
It's something that's due June 30th. So hopefully late fall, that's something that will be coming out.
We will absolutely have you back between now and then to talk more and certainly then to talk about the book. Dr. Donald Easton Brooks is the School of Education Dean at the University of South Dakota. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.